Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the final episode of this year's edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk, only here on 91.3 WHJE. I'm Jay Sterry, and alongside me for one final time this year is Charlie Maurer. How you doing, Charlie? Once I turn on your mic.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. I'm great, Jace. Excited for this last episode. A little sad, but gonna have a good episode. I have a couple guests on, so yeah, just really excited.
And ended off on a strong note. We're gonna kick things off with talk about the boys' baseball team. The boys on the year finished
27 is a very, very impressive record. But if they continue to be clutch at the plate, in those later innings, keep doing what they're doing when it comes to fielding, I think Noah's will be a pretty easy task for them.
And looking at the Hounds specifically, one thing they do a really good job on is getting on base in general. The Hounds as a team have a .454 on base percentage with a .457 slugging percentage. So the Hounds team, they have really good eyes and they can get on base, whether it's hitting the ball or, you know.
And they're smart on the base paths. I mean, if you look at the stats, you have guys who have stolen a lot of bases this year. I mean, Alex Brooks himself has stolen 16. Christian Williams leads a team, I believe, with around 20, maybe even more.
Yeah, look. Yeah, Christian Williams has 18 stolen bases. Drew Olsen with 13. And like you talk about Alex Brooks with 11. The Hounds have 79 stolen bases on the year. And one thing Coach Pichkowski loves to do is that double steal, trying to advance the runners into scoring positions so they can have their bats, get the bats rolling and allow the runners to only, go a shorter running distance. And, it's going to be very interesting. And we have word that we think Drew Olsen will be starting. It makes, most sense looking at him with a .86 ERA, 7-0 off 8 appearances, 2 complete games. I mean, it's going to be definitely a fun one to watch, and you can catch it here on 91.3 WHJE. Myself and Sam Wexler will be on the call down in Noblesville.
Welcome back to 91.3 WHJE. This is Hound Pound Sports Talk. I'm Charlie Maurer. Alongside me is your co-host, Jace Deary. And also in the studio with us today is starting varsity baseball player Dryden Schroeder. Dryden, how you doing today?
Good, Charlie. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Ready to get this interview going. Thank you so much for joining us. Really quickly, I want to just go right into it. It's your first year on varsity baseball. At least significant minutes or playing time, at least, for varsity baseball. Was the transition hard? I mean, you played mostly JV last year. Now you're getting right into it in varsity, kind of started the first game, tried to dabble a little bit at third base, but now have become a prominent hitter for this team. How tough was the transition coming from, 1 year playing JV, now going right into it, the varsity play?
Well, last year I started off on JV Gold, which is the freshman team, to get more reps, and then eventually I moved up to JV Blue, played well there, and then got rostered. And then, this year, the change is pretty big. The atmosphere is much different than JV. There's a lot more talking. It's a lot more fun. The practices are harder. Everything's just more intense.
And we talked about before the break about how coming into this year you were predominantly a catcher, and now one thing about this Fishers team that looking at their stats is that they can rake. They have girls on their team. If looking at their stats real quick, just looking at their batting, I mean they have looking down the line 553, 506, 405, 500, 443. I mean they. As a team, they're hitting .393, and that's pretty hard to go up against, even with great pitching like Summer.
Who was pitching?
It was Summer Edwards pitching. She gave up 2 runs, and then it ended up becoming Summer Edwards went, looking at the stats here, she went only 2 innings pitched, giving up 3 hits, 5 runs, all 5 earned, and not even striking out anybody, getting 2 walks. And Caitlin Grimes finished the job for them, going 4 1/3 with giving up 7 hits, 5 runs. Those 5 also earned with 2 walks and 6 strikeouts, with the Hounds only having 1 hit on the night, and that hit coming from Stormy Kotelnik, who lined one down the line for a double. But, not the strongest night, Charlie.
I mean, look, the pitching clearly wasn't there, 10-0. But, I mean, I'm more disappointed in the hit. If the pitching is not there, you count on the hitting. And the hitting has honestly been there so far this season. And I don't know if Fishers – I don't follow – this Fishers softball team that well enough to know, but I don't know if this Fishers team has just some great pitchers on this team. But either way, if you have players like Brooke Bear, Stormy Kotelnik, players who are playing college, softball, you expect them to step up, and only having 1 hit as a team is very, very surprising to me, Jason. This is still regular season play, correct?
No, we're in playoffs. We're in sectional play. And going and touching on Fisher's pitching, looking at their stats,
91.3 WHJE. This is Hound Pound Sports Talking. In the studio with us today is starting varsity senior for the softball team, Brooke Bear. Brooke, how are you doing today? Jace got to turn the mic on. Come on, man.
And I think Brooke is actually a junior, if I'm not mistaken. You said
you're a junior?
I'm a junior.
No, you're not.
You didn't know this?
No, I didn't. I thought this entire time you were a senior.
Brooke and I have block class together.
I'm a junior.
I'm so sorry. That's on me.
Brooke and I have block class together. Special year, you could say, after, you know, the injury you had last year. It took away a lot of softball time. You had to go through a lot of rehab. What was it like, you know, being able to step onto the softball diamond this year, you know, going at full speed and being able to contribute to the team?
It was actually really exciting. Last year I was a starting second baseman, and then this year I wasn't able to play second base because of my injury. So I played first base, which was really fun. And I just had to, like, think to myself, like, I know I'm not all the way back yet because obviously I broke both bones of my leg. So it was just, like, nice to know that I'm back after a year when the doctors told me I wouldn't be, like, walking for a year.
And how hard was the transition from second base to first base?
It actually wasn't that hard. It's just
other stuff, and Spencer will be doing some broadcasting as well. But they always say the show must go on, and we brought in two sophomores in here. And
should we intro them?
And yeah, so
I got Wiederhaft, I call it.
No.
Yes. Wiederhaft. Okay, I'm going to start with Wiederhaft. So our first guy, David Wiederhaft, here is he's a sophomore, but I promise he's good to listen to. Wiederhaft came in. He's done an incredible job. He's done some big games, whether it be state championships, sectionals, regionals. He's done everything. I think he's come in. He's really proved himself. He's got an awesome voice, and he's talented beyond a sophomore, but I think he's going to do a great job next year.
Do I get Ricky Bobby?
You get Ricky Bobby.
I get Ricky Bobby.
So before we clarify anything, his real name is Clayton Walker, but around the halls at WHJ, he is Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, so we got Clayton Ricky Bobby Walker. Goofy personality, has been a trooper this year. Honestly, sophomore year is a tough one. You have to juggle the 3-4 year and then also have sports department responsibilities, and Clayton's done a great job of doing that. And really, really impressed with how well he's, you know, matured, and also as a broadcaster, but also as a person. I can tell that he's dedicated to this department and to the station, and I know both these guys are, and I think are really, really excited for next year, kind of take the reins almost for next year. And but yeah, really, really excited for these guys.
Yeah, and one more thing I want to say at least is next year, good Jace and Charlie are co-directors for the sports department, and I want to tell you guys, I think you guys have done a great job this year and in the past few years, and I'm really excited to see what you guys do, because you guys have already done a lot of planning, you know, before school even starts. But I'm really excited to see what you guys do, and we got some big stuff coming up, but I'm excited.
Yeah, but like we mentioned before, this is not the last time you will hear us three on the air. We will be, I said, continuing to broadcast. I'll be doing some baseball games for the rest of the year. Troy and I will be doing football next year, and then Spencer will be doing some basketball. But we will not be hosting the show next year. And, boys, you're not here to talk about basketball. The show's yours next year. So.
Oh, you got us, Jace.
Yeah, I didn't surprise them.
I thought they knew. Yeah, wait, they didn't know?
Yeah.
Jace said we're going to be talking about the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, so. You guys probably know a lot about the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, no, so.
I don't know about Ricky Bobby over here.
Yeah, no, so.
I mean, dude, I don't watch basketball, so.
Yeah,
don't
so
say that to the listeners.
David
Jeez.
And Clayton.
What he's trying to say is that he's an expert in the
other areas.
Most fields. Fields.
Yes. He's adapting.
So, including his Ricky Bobby impersonation.
Exactly.
Can we hear that on air? Yeah. How does that go?
But be careful. Mm-hmm. But let's not use one of his lines.
Turn his mic up.
Yeah. You guys might not know what they're talking about. It's just like in the part of the movie when he wins the race, and you know, says that famous line where he wakes up in the morning and you know, it's just because he's the best there is.
Way to keep it PG, buddy. Way to keep it PG. Very nice.
Yeah, no, David and Clayton, this show is yours next year. You know, us three were blessed to have this show by Mason, Sam, and Ethan. You know, this is a really fun show to be on and be able to do. You know, you get to the inside of talking to Carmel athletes, and we chose you boys because, you know, we think that you can handle this, and this is going to be a really fun time. It's going to be exciting to watch you boys do this next year.
We represent it well.
We grew from this, you know, it's going to be an awesome time. So with that, that's going to wrap up the show for one last time at least. But don't worry, like you said, the show will go on. David and Clayton will be taking over next year. But for one final time on the airwaves of Hound Pound Sports Talk, alongside me has been Spencer Pickering and Charlie Maurer. I've been Jace Daring. From all of us here at Hound Pound Sports Talk, we thank you so much for tuning in every Thursday SRT to talk about Carmel sports. You've been listening to 91.3 WHJE. David and Clayton, it's all you now.